Today is the 18th of September, and I have several things to report to you about and describe from Everest Base Camp. One thing is, yesterday morning, Megan and Grant Meekins left base camp for Lobache Peak. We have a permit for Lobache Peak. Some of you will remember that we climbed Lobache Peak, which is 20,029 feet or 6,105 meters. Before we climbed Amida Blom last year as preparation and acclimatization for the Amida Blom climb with Berg Adventures, Gary Porter and David Berger, who are part of this team, were both on that climb. We've intended all along to use Lobache Peak for acclimatization and as a playground of sorts for this team, and in particular, Megan has said from the beginning that she wanted to get her feet under herself and see something before she went up on Everest. So Grant and Megan headed down to Lobache yesterday. This morning I had a radio call with Grant, and he described waking up very early, climbing up the ridge above their tent and getting a beautiful view of their route. By 6:30 a.m., however, the clouds had closed in, and they were getting ready to brew up and have breakfast, not expecting to see much more of the route today. Grant, as many of you know, is a guide from Canmore who's working with us at base camp and in the Khumbu this season. And speaking of Grant and Canmore, I just got word that Miss Phillips Reed's third grade class from the Exshaw School is watching us on the internet, and I'm really happy to know back home in the Bow Valley, Miss Reed Phillips' class is watching us, and also I hope they're learning a lot about Everest and the history of this region, especially this 50th anniversary year, 50 years after Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay first climbed Everest. Speaking of the history of Everest, one character I should mention, I bet some of the people following these dispatches have been wondering who's doing the icefall. Well, the FPCC, the Sagamata Pollution Control Committee, is once again this year doing the icefall. If you don't know about the FPCC, you should. They're a non-government organization, a non-profit organization, Nepalese administration, and they are responsible for cleaning up Everest. Your environmental or your cleanup expeditions that are trying to raise money to come over here to Nepal to clean up Everest for the Nepalese never tell you about the SPCC, but they have in fact been doing a very effective job of controlling the trash at Everest Base Camp and the environmental situation here for years. And a few years back, they took over the administration of the icefall route. Going way back years before that, I remember in 1989 when I was first here, there was always some Sherpa who had taken primary responsibility for the icefall. In those days, it was a guy named Lakpa Galu from Namche, and I remember calling him Dr. Icefall in 1989, and the tradition has continued. There's been a few icefall doctors since that time. On Nima, from Dingwiché, who I've known since 1989 before he was the icefall doctor, has taken this position over in recent years, and he and three other Sherpas have been up there 4 days in a row advancing the route. They're taking a rest day today. I went over and had tea with Anima, enjoyed visiting and catching up with him. These guys are doing a great job. I sat and talked with him with his sun-crusted face as he relaxed and drank tea this morning. And once again, they're doing a great job in the icefall. The SPCC, I mentioned, has been doing a very effective job despite what some teams trying to raise money to come to Everest will tell you about keeping Everest Base Camp clear. But I decided to send back one clear of trash. I decided to send back one photograph today of a very huge piece of trash that eventually will have to be removed. Many of you may remember that late last May, one of the Russian helicopters crashed at Everest Base Camp, and that big hulk is still setting out on the glacier just below base camp. Rather unsightly, but also it's a good reminder that helicopters in these elevations are not a particularly good mix, and if we need a helicopter, I think we're going to head down to Gorik Shep and wait for one there. life's really good here at base camp. We miss Megan and Grant, but they'll be back in a day or so. Myself and Gary and David and Brad are enjoying us continuing to get settled in. We keep talking about how we're going stir crazy and we ought to go for a hike, but we find taking showers and getting organized at base camp kind of makes each day pass. We've got one great friend here at base camp, lovely little Tibetan type dog that follows the base camp. We named her Noopsie, and it's become clear that she's part of the team now. I think Noopsie will be with us for the duration of this expedition.